Bigfoot or Ralph, right now we could do what we want. Let's hit this goal for the last right, yeah, let's do what we want. Throw the DJ through a table now, cause we do what we want, yeah, let's do what we want. You just got ready for a Bills tailgate. Hair done, makeup done, nails blue and red. It is something special about a mafia band. Making sure they look their best for number 17.
Bills, so this is
Bills, Bills, Bills. I'm repping the Buffalo Bills.
This is Dom Brown. You may know him. Dom sent us a bunch of his new stuff. Got some new stuff dropping tomorrow. It's on YouTube, Dom Brown. Bills Anthem. Bunch of great, great stuff. So thanks, Dom, for sending it along. Everything's coming back. Vibing the tailgate. Ready to get to a tailgate. Can I tell you something that happened yesterday? So it's back to school season, right? Mm-hmm. And people take pictures, kids, little blackboard says, you know, Johnny, first grade, first day, blah, 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 or Susie, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So in the family group chat, we've got all my nieces and nephews. They're all young, like 4, 3, a lot of pre-Ks and a couple older. So a lot of pictures of kids, the little sign that says first day of school, first day of school, first day of this. And my father-in-law sent him and our two other buddies at the tailgate holding up the sign that said September 4th, first day tailgate, because the campers are there. The campers are the campers are parked and we're ready. And he sent that picture holding up the sign that said first day tailgate, and it killed me. So we're ready. We are ready.
Weather's going to be perfect for it, too.
Yeah. No flyover.
Do you like a mid-afternoon, late afternoon, evening tailgate?
I like
the 8 o'clock tailgate.
I like anything. Any tailgate you tell me hits like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't do better. Bill's tailgate, it's going to be a high of 64, looks like.
Okay.
And then as we get into 58 degrees at kickoff, come on. Like, let's go. There is a chance of a passing shower.
Get out of here.
I heard on BEN on the way in. I'm just saying.
A passing shower. I heard
a chance of a passing shower. So if I protect one person from getting wet right now, maybe bring it. Put it in the car right now. Bring it
during the tailgate or during the game?
Tailgate. Chance of a passing shower during the tailgate.
Okay.
Bring a poncho, throw it in the car, whatever.
Okay.
Just saying.
Harm in that. Just throw it in the car.
It's just like golf. If you bring your rain gear, it won't rain. So just bring it, and then it won't rain.
You just keep one in your bag?
Rain gear?
Yeah.
No, what I usually do in my golf bag is I open it up and I find a quarter zip that's been there for 8 months. Oh, hey, look at that. That's where that went. Uh-huh. I lost it.
Yeah.
All right, 803-0550, our phone number. You want to jump in with us, you can. Meanwhile, it's the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. That means it is time to go around the league and talk about the other games of week one, how they matter, why they matter, all that good stuff here on WGR.
Football!
Super, super, great, great, American football Friday frenzy.
Ah, the bells of autumn ring. Bum, 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 bum. All right, so the Bills played a late game. Tonight, Chiefs and Chargers. I saw today Ryan Clark's going after Justin Herbert.
Oh,
he's never
what?
Done anything when it matters. Herbert is, I don't even know if he's polarizing because I think he's good, but he hasn't done anything to get people to say he's amazing other than like the film guys. You know, Danny Kelly of The Ringer ranked him the fourth best quarterback in the league. Ahead of Burrow, like this guy is unbelievably good.
It's very much right now is suffering from the, we've seen you be bad in the playoffs, so until that is corrected, we are going to ignore everything you do in the regular season.
Yep. He had a terrible playoff game against the – he threw four picks in the picks. Texans playoff game last year after throwing three picks the entire year.
Yeah.
He has the chops to beat the Chiefs, does he not?
I mean, he should. They showed a thing earlier that they've lost 11 straight road games to the Chiefs. Or excuse me, home games. The Chiefs have won 11 on the road in a row against the Chargers.
Well, this one is in Brazil.
Slash neutral site, it said. Right. But that's the thing. Like, you just, you never do it. You never beat this team. And he performs well in some of them. I remember a game 2 years ago where he, like, took a huge hit. Guy couldn't breathe. He had cracked ribs. And he threw, like, the most gorgeous pass of the season to set them up to tie the game. And then I think they left too much time on the clock. And Kansas City won by a field goal.
Shocker.
That's usually how it goes.
Shocker. That happened, huh?
Yeah.
Well, tonight, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Xavier Worthy.
This is the beginning of the end for his production.
Let's rank the Chiefs by how annoying they are.
All right.
One.
Mahomes.
Two.
Does it have to be Kelce?
Doesn't have to be.
Who else would it be? I like Andy Reid. Kelce.
All right. Three. Is that it?
I mean, Chris Jones consistently says he likes Buffalo and the wings, so I feel like I should
Isn't
give
it amazing
him a pass.
How that just diffuses everything? Like, I hate that guy. He's like, well, I like you. All right, he's not that bad. You know, like, that's it.
And no one hates Andy Reid.
Nope.
That kind of makes the rivalry not as tasty.
How about Spags?
You know, when you got a Belichick on the other side, like, oh, this guy.
I'm surprised you don't put...
I can't stand this
guy. You should be putting Spags on Fraud Watch.
No. Absolutely not.
He keeps giving up 29 and 30 points to the Bills and winning, and like, what a genius.
Because he's saving it for the fourth down.
That's
when
true.
He just puts you in a blender.
He's got that one
call. I'm not doing that. Their defense has carried the quarterback for three straight years.
I know. All right, well, Chiefs-Chargers tonight's on YouTube, and I'm excited for... Let's draft ways the Chiefs will win that will be annoying.
Should we draft celebrities that will be there?
Taylor Swift.
Neymar. Taylor Swift.
Ronaldinho.
Maybe this isn't a good game. Start naming soccer players from Brazil.
You know what a good what celebrities will be there game would have been? The U.S. Open last night. Watching Jesse Pegula.
Yeah. Was Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson there?
Robin Roberts was there. I forget who else they showed on the screen, but
John Hamm, I believe, was in attendance.
You want to get a celebrity who's who? It's a U.S. Open matchup.
Yeah,
you'll get a lot, and enjoyed the first set of that. Watching her win, it was exciting.
The most annoying way the Chiefs could win tonight: they're gonna win
on Patrick Mahomes diving out of bounds after getting just brushed and given 15 free yards. Oh, I'm sorry, that happened in an AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that the Bengals? They beat them once in the championship game or whatever.
There's going to be like, here it is. They're going to go to overtime. And Harbaugh is going to like forget the rules or something. And they're going to take the ball. They're going to take the ball first.
I like this bet. The coach will forget the rules.
Yeah.
This is the most annoying way the Chiefs could win.
Yeah, the other coach forgets rules. Although it's harder now, because if you take the ball first, some would argue you should do that. I would always take the ball second, but... All right, enough about the Chiefs.
All right, Chiefs and Chargers tonight.
They're three-point favorites, by the way, tonight.
Also, don't forget our poll. Which would be better? The Chiefs continuing to lay waste to that division, or the Chargers becoming actually good? And being a thorn on their side and entering the realm of the elite AFC teams.
I don't remember where that ended up.
It ended up, it'd be better if the Chargers just stayed down. We don't need another team at near the top to be considered serious.
Right.
It's Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals linger. If somebody actually came up in there and was good, it'd be harder. So
yep.
I think the poll leaned towards go ahead and go Chiefs. We don't need the Chargers in this mix. Although Denver might be in that mix. The Broncos open up against the Titans.
It's a big spread there. 7 points. It opened at 8.5.
Yeah. I don't like the matchup for the Titans in this game. But I will say I have, with no real evidence at all, started to believe in Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might just quietly go pretty well this year for him.
I've liked him as a prospect, too. He seems pretty... If I think of him about him in college, though, the weird thing that's happening is he feels like a pretty safe bet. You know, like, he's going to be pretty good. But in college at Miami, he made a lot of crazy throws.
Yeah.
Like, young Josh Allen, oh, I can do this, and I can do this, and I can do this. And not maybe always taking what's their hero ball stuff. And if he starts doing that, then that could be different. But no, I like him too. I just don't think they're ready to win around him. Like Denver, that defense is going to make him, I think, that defense is going to get him. There's not enough supporting cast around him, and that's maybe the best defense in football.
That's right. I mean, it might be a slow week for Calvin Ridley on Patrick Surtain.
Right.
But Elik Iemanor, if that's how you say it, I always struggle with that guy's name. He dominated Syracuse.
Yep.
With Stanford. He was good.
Fourth round pick.
And he's a hell of a run blocker, so he's going to get on the field a lot. There's a rookie to stash in your dynasties.
Yeah.
He won the number two job, and he blocks his face off every play. So
should we be rooting for Denver? This is kind of like the poll. Do we want Denver to win that division? Because if you do, root for him to beat the Titans.
Yeah. Fair enough. Go Chargers, go Broncos.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the division. Vegas at New England. Sure. Root for the Raiders there.
A real who's who here, this game.
Amari Cooper retires. Hey.
Man, he was...
Not saying anything. The last Bill to catch a ball in the AFC Championship game has retired.
That's right. Man, that happened so fast. He had
1,200
yards in a 300-yard game at the end of the season. And then 1 year and bam, it's over.
Traded, washed, dead. Career over.
Crazy. He's only 31. That's an early retirement. For a guy who I looked up yesterday, he's one of 11 receivers in NFL history to have 10,000 yards through age 30.
And just retire.
And that's just it. It's over. Right. Like the other guys on the list are all like Hall of Famers. And then there's Amari Cooper who just, it all ended.
You know, it really says a lot about him and where his skills must be. Because when he was here with the Bills, he said he experienced joy again.
Right.
Playing football.
Maybe he went to the Raiders. Maybe he went, oh yeah, I remember. But I remember what this is like. This is not fun. I don't want to do this.
Well, wouldn't, if you were going to take the cheapest deal possible, you'd say, I loved it here. I experienced joy. Can I come back? And the Bills are like, we're good. Maybe, is that how that went?
Maybe he's making himself available in case they want him midway through the year. You're although Gabe Davis might have just took that spot from him.
You're saying you want to run waivers in the former Bill Future Bill draft and pick up Amari Cooper? Vegas and New England. New England's got to win this game for people to take them seriously.
That's right. I don't discount Vegas, though, is going to be able to throw the ball.
I agree. It's one of the reasons. I think if New England wins this game, you can start to take them a little seriously because, again, they need to win this kind of game.
Yeah.
And I don't think Vegas is a pushover. I mean, Geno Smith can play.
And Bowers is great, and Myers is good. If I were a Raiders fan, my biggest fear right now would be I have a pretty good passing offense. They might have the best passing offense they've had in years, and you're not going to see it because they drafted a running back fifth overall, and they're going to play smash-mouth football with Pete Carroll.
That's what Pete Carroll likes to do, right?
Yeah.
Except when he gets to the one-yard line.
Let Russ
and then he
Cook,
likes to throw it at the one.
Let Russ Cook is now going to become let Geno Cook.
Yeah. All right. Pittsburgh and the Jets. That is a tasty little game. I think it's all right.
It's going to be 12 to 10.
I look forward to the inevitable Justin Fields arc of, look, two impressive plays. Could this be the year he gets it? And he takes like 13 sacks the very next week. I think the Jets are in real trouble because sacks are drive killers. And
they lost their best offensive lineman this week for this season.
Yes, they did. Elijah Vera Tucker, torn triceps. He's out for the year. So I like Pittsburgh to win this game myself.
They are 3-point favorites on the road.
Rodgers, ready for this analysis? In that stadium, he'd know the... No. Anyway, revenge game for Rodgers, revenge game for Fields, and...
What would be funnier? Wouldn't it be funny to watch Rodgers get beat by the coach that had him fly across the country so that he could fire him?
That would definitely be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
But I think Pittsburgh will win. Miami and Indianapolis. Don't sleep on the Colts. The Colts could win this game.
I'm sleeping on them.
The Colts could win this game.
Their quarterback's Daniel Jones.
Doesn't matter.
Quarterback seems to matter.
The Colts could win this game. What's the spread?
It's like half a point. Point and a half in favor of Indy. I'm on Miami in this game. Okay. I know everything's negative about them right now. They didn't vote Tyreek Hill a captain, and now there's a thing about that because the players apparently don't trust him anymore. I'm just not betting on a Daniel Jones team, ever. He's bad. He's been bad for 7 years, and now he's starting at quarterback on an offense that has been pretty mid for a few. Like, there's no way to me that's going to go well. But I don't really like Miami that much either. So,
Arizona at New Orleans. That's one of the CBS early games. The Saints are wearing their gold.
Mm-hmm. Spencer Rattler at home.
Against Arizona. I was reading a lot about Arizona's defense. Jonathan Gannon's like putting it together. And who was it that was doing this big breakdown? It might have been Cody Alexander, who we had on a couple weeks ago. That Arizona has the most unique and unpredictable defense in football. And his takeaway was basically this big, long write-up about, I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if it'll be good. But they're really trying stuff. And mm-hmm. there will be games where if they get it to click, that other teams are going to be just really put in a blender. Like, Gannon is a good defensive mind. Mm-hmm. And what he's doing in Arizona is different. So,
all right.
I'm not qualified to exactly say what it is, but there's just my – I read something about the Cardinals. There's my takeaway for you. Detroit at Green Bay in a CBS late game. That's Nance and Romo.
That line moved a lot. So, it opened because of the Parsons trade, though, right?
Yeah.
Although, actually, no, it's gone the other way. The Packers opened up as a 1.5-point favorite, and now the Lions are favored by 1.5. So, moved 3 points. The Lions' defense is supposed to be worse, right?
I mean, I don't know how it could be worse.
By a lot.
They lost an entire starting defense last year to injury.
Yeah.
It's worse than...
Okay,
I mean, if everybody's healthy...
Maybe I'm thinking more of like what they were supposed to be when they were healthy. They're going to be worse than that.
Okay.
Like, even if they have their guys. They lost the court. They lost Aaron Glenn.
They lost Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson.
Johnson.
I'd be more... eager to see what happens to their offense.
Parsons, though, like also this back injury, like I don't even know if he's going to make – he might not even play.
Yeah.
He's
getting shots.
He's going to get epidural, yeah, in his back.
I don't think he can play football on an epidural, so he's getting epidural.
Or he got one like this week, I think.
All right.
Or there was talk of that. Like Stafford got it a couple weeks ago. Jameson Williams breakout season. Keep an eye on that.
I've seen a little bit of that noise, including one fantasy analyst predicting he scores more fantasy points than Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'm not going there, but
no.
But no. I think he could have a big year, but not more than St. Brown.
Houston and the Rams, very interesting game. Houston had a terrible year last year because they could not protect Stroud. Dipping back to the Danny Kelly quarterback rankings, he put Stroud high.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are ready to fade Stroud on the year they had. All of his receivers got hurt. Nico got hurt. Diggs got hurt. Tank Dell got hurt.
Yep.
And the offensive line fell apart. And I don't know if they did enough in the offensive line, but they have Collins. Dell's out forever.
No,
they drafted two young receivers with Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins.
Okay. This game, I feel like, is have fun doing it with just Nico Collins.
Yeah.
You traded Laremy Tunsil away. Like, he was your best lineman. Mixon's out. Chubb's starting, and everyone says it looks terrible. And Christian Kirk is out in this game. So it's Nico Collins, a bad offensive line, a bad running back, and two rookie receivers. Good luck. I don't know how well it's going to go for him. Now, on the other side, though, the Rams, they are going to run. I think they're going to run the ball because they have a quarterback that's got a back injury right now that's one bad hit away from maybe retiring. And that defensive line is arguably, one of the three best in the league? So I don't think they're going to want to put him at risk. I think it's going to be low scoring. Like the over-under in this game, I'm on the under because I think the Rams are going to run it, and I think the Texans won't be able to move the ball.
I don't know where I just thought of something I also saw this week. You see Tony Romo and Matt Ryan talking about the age-old question, what would you rather have as a quarterback, a great offensive line or elite weapons?
Oh, I did see them say this.
And
yeah.
They asked Matt Ryan and they asked Tony Romo, what would you prefer, elite offensive line or elite weapons? And they disagreed.
Yeah.
Ryan said elite weapons.
Right.
And Romo said, give me the line. So
yeah.
That was interesting. All right. Giants and Washington. You're on the Giants here.
I'm on the Giants. I think the defense is great. I think Washington was exciting. Maybe a little mini sophomore slump. The roster is really old.
The Giants?
No, the Commanders.
Yeah.
Eckler and McLaurin and Debo Samuel, and they brought in they're the team who acquired Tunsil, and he's good. It's just there's so much age, and I think the Giants are going to be keeping scores really down, and that's a huge spread. It's 7. I wouldn't pick them to win. I just think that game will be closer than people think. How bad is the offense going to be with Russell Wilson? Will it be, it has to be like, can they be what Pittsburgh was on offense last year?
Sure. What that is, I mean, Russell Wilson didn't have a bad statistical season. It was okay.
And now he's got neighbors.
Yep.
So just be that and have a top five defense, and you're going to be in games every week.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if they'll go to Jackson Dart at any point, but
yeah.
How do you have a decent statistical season on a bad offense or an offense that doesn't really impress anybody? I mean, Wilson had 16 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Right.
Which is not bad, but he just takes a million sacks. Yeah. That's it.
Right.
It's the new era of the NFL where we're still kind of treating interceptions like that's the killer, and sacks are drive killers too.
Yeah.
That's why Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Daniels, Hurts. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mahomes and Allen have been the two best at avoiding sacks, and that is Allen's greatest superpower.
And Mahomes took a step back last year, so at this point, Allen, I think, is the best at it.
Yeah. Well, how do the Bills, without elite weapons, manage to have an amazing offense? I mean, their coordinator is obviously great, their line is great, but they don't have drive-killing plays from their quarterback.
Right.
And these middle teams do. It's the thing about Allen that maybe the second stage of his career, he becomes still mobile, but not as good at eluding sacks.
Yep.
And then they feel like, all right, we're going to have to get better weapons because we got to dig ourselves out of holes for negative plays. I mean, he just doesn't have negative plays. That was the story of last year. All right, more games that are coming up this week. Tampa and Atlanta. This is low-key one of my favorite games this week. I just want to see Michael Penix and see what that offense does. I want to see him rip the ball to London. You know me. I love Darnell Mooney. He's questionable. I don't know if he's going to play. So Tampa,
game time decision for him.
Okay.
A lot of offense, and the winner of that game is going to be the favorite for the division.
Yep. Cincinnati, Cleveland. Get ready for the Bengals to struggle in that one, I guess. Carolina, Jacksonville.
A lot of offense.
I think that could be some points. San Francisco at Seattle.
Seattle doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah, not really sure. Of course, Bills, Ravens, and then the Monday night game is Vikings and Bears. The Ben Johnson debut against Brian Flores.
And the J.J. McCarthy debut.
Yes. All right, that's your Super Great American Football Friday, Frenzy. We'll get a call in, and we'll try some new food at the stadium. They're bringing us food. Because if there's one thing people love, it's hearing people eat on the radio.
Yes. It's
we're going to get right in these mics. No, we won't do
that. We're just going to be chewing.
Well, we're going to get you some information about where to get the new food items, what's available. I'm still remembering last year that Matt Milano sandwich. Remember that thing? Holy cow.
Yep.
I came in, I wanted a bite. I ate the whole thing. Break time. Food next here on WGR on a Football Friday.
Yeah. It's Don Brown. Mafia. Who else? You ready? Yo, it's a Bill City. Yeah, a Buffalo Bills.
All right, it's Football Friday. We got food in here.
It's our favorite segment of the year.
It's up there. Jeremy and Joe.
My favorite.
Good morning. Football Friday brought to you by brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash Call, Salino Call the Eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. Joining us in studio, Chef Steve and Chef Zach here from Highmark Stadium from the Buffalo Bills. And they brought some food items with us, new items you can grab this year. We'll tell you what they are, where to get them, inspiration behind them as well. Chef Steve and I were just talking in the break here. I got a bite of the MVP sandwich.
Yes,
so
yes.
A nod to Josh Allen. It's got flank steak on it. And you're basically saying the kind of steak you use for a sandwich matters if you're going for like a handheld, what you're
absolutely,
going for.
Absolutely. So when we start planning, again, Chef Zach, the executive chef out there, Highmark Stadium, me being the regional executive chef, we pull the team together, and this starts after the season ends. So the season has just ended. Immediately we go into, conceptualizing, innovating, and so on. And so when we start planning, we start looking at the proteins we're going to use. So this flank steak that we're using, it's marinated and it's grilled. The reason why we chose that over something like a sirloin is, number one, price point, but number two, how it eats, eatability, the experience that the customer is going to have, the guest, the fan is going to have. We want to make sure that once they bite into that sandwich, that flavor all comes together. But more importantly, that the protein stays in the sandwich. It doesn't fall in their lap, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but that's the worst experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Handheld, I mean, you don't want to just lose it on your own seat, your own pants, but you got neighbors in the stadium. You know, you want to keep it together. So tell us about the MVP sandwich, what it is.
So it is a flank steak. It's got onion aioli, jalapeno relish, arugula on a nice ciabatta roll. Now, as we make these, the team does great. You know, shout out to my chefs, Chef Gretchen, Chef Pierre, Chef McKenzie, the supervisors. Everyone does a great job. It really is a group work. It's a team effort. It does take more than one try, though, so as much as we like to try and get it right on the first time, we're usually going through a few rounds of this before we really say, okay, this is what we want to put out. We're happy with it. We like it. Let's find a really cool name, and let's do our best to make it and execute on game day.
So this is just the MVP, mm-hmm. the MVP sandwich, which...
That's the MVP. The MVP. That's just one of them. Yep, right. The MVP. Again, the MVP. A nod to the Superman. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got a nod to that guy. So we named that the MVP, and I think it's definitely the MVP this year for sandwich-wise as well.
Yeah,
handhelds.
Very good. We've got, you know, the guys in here are going to each grab a little bit. I've mm-hmm. got a couple bites of this MVP. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. You also have a chicken sandwich here, the dog side.
Yep.
Yeah, so that is a jerk chicken sandwich. We marinate it in-house. It's got a jalapeno aioli. It's got a mango salsa relish, and that's on a pretzel bun. So again, another one of them that came up with through one of our supervisors. Again, just thinking of ideas, throwing around some ideas, some names. Again, a lot of test results going back and forth. But again, we hit it nail on, and it's a great sandwich. That's the dog side, so a nod to Deion Dawkins, and hopefully he'll be able to try one of the sandwiches. Hopefully we can get it in front of him this season and get him to try it. But everyone that loves it, loves the sandwich, got a great flavor, little spice in there, but not too much.
Joe's taking a bite of the dog side. Review?
Love the jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love
pretzel
the jerk.
Buns, too.
Right.
Pretzel buns are great.
Got to respect the pretzel bun.
Yeah. You really do, because you got to think about how all of those flavors come together. That salted bun.
Yeah, yeah.
It increases the flavor of the mango and mm-hmm. the chicken, the jerk, all of that. So
what's the aioli again?
It's cilantro aioli.
Okay. Yep. Very good also.
Other items that are new this year. You got something called pork knox.
Pork knox.
Yes, the pork knox. So that is a in-house pulled pork with pineapple, onion rings. It's got beer cheese on it, and that's on a 10-inch hoagie roll. Again, another one came up with, one of our supervisors came up with it. We really like our team to have fun, but a lot of this year, the innovation was just bringing fresh flavors. You know, break the mold of this typical stadium food of it being fried food. There's a lot of flavor and fun we can have with good flavors and different experience for the guests.
Are there days where you guys are just in the lab, like just trying like a million different flavor combinations?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most of our week, I would say, is that. Yeah. Trying something three different times. And
the managers love those days. They love those days. They love when they hear us saying we're going to have a tasting. And, you know, all of a sudden they all decide to show up for work that day. Right?
Yeah. Just saying this experience we get. It's just like that happens down there all the time.
All the time. Yes. Until it's perfected. And there's a sheet that we grade, score, notes. We take that from people. Because, again, your experience of how you relate to the sandwich to somebody else, we get those information. We just tweak it a little bit, and then, boom, we decide that's the version we're going with.
Yeah, lock it in. Yeah. All right, more things that are coming up. The Buffalo Dog, something that's appearing this year.
Yeah, so that's going to be in concessions. What we did is we really looked at the staples of Buffalo. So we took our all-beef hot dog. We have Weber's mustard, pickle spear, diced white onion, and our own in-house made Ted's chili sauce. Yeah. It's our take on Ted's sauce.
Yeah, careful there.
All right.
It's amazing.
Very good. So the Buffalo Dog, and that's going to be the same all the time. You get some items, though, that do change based on the opponent, based on the week. So Baltimore this week, we got the Battle Boats, these waffle fries.
Yes, sir. So this is going to change every week. And this is a playoff of, you know, because I oversee KeyBank Center as well. So, you know, they have a phenomenal hot dog game.
I don't know if you know how invested we are in hot dog.
They do a phenomenal job over there, right? Yeah. So last season, we started to take the idea with the Battle Boat, which, again, this even was developed out of a kids' day at the headquarters, which is a long story. But so every game, the opponent will have their side, which is, you know, the losing side, the winning side, of course, being the Buffalo side.
Sure.
So we have Baltimore, which is going to be a salmon BLT on one half, right? And then we have basically like a lazy pierogi on the other half, the Buffalo side. So you got your horsey sauce, Weber's mustard, you got the caramelized sausage with the onions, and then savory cabbage over the waffle fries, and just, you know, shared. It's a shareable, of course, you know, and this is something that will change every game.
Do you already know what all the formulas will be for each opponent, or when Miami, when they come, do you know what Miami's Battle Boat, their side will be, or is that something that's kind of fluid?
Yeah, no. So we pre-make these for the season when we're doing our innovation. We think about, we look at when the schedule comes out, we look at that and we do our research and say, okay, what could be the best flavors? Mm-hmm. What have we done in the past? What can we pull that's different? We also try and follow the food trends of what's going on. What are people seeing? What's social media gravitating to? Because that's what we want to play, because that's what people are expecting when they're coming. So we don't want to just do the same thing. We always want to change it up and keep with the trends.
All right. Very good. Sandwich of the game, too. Something else to get to.
Yep, sandwich of the game. So this week's sandwich of the game is a play on basically Baltimore flavor. So we have what we call our Mr. Crab, you know, a little play on Mr. Crab salmon cake. That's going to be served at a sideline clubs at the grill station. So, again, that's something that everybody will be able to enjoy that goes to the sidelines. And keep in mind, a lot of these destinations, we're learning the patterns of what people like, and we're trying to push them out into other destinations. So it won't be just in concessions, or it won't be just in premium, like a club or a suite. We're trying to push these out also everywhere, so everybody gets a chance to try these dishes.
So someone listening now thinks they want to try this flank steak sandwich, the MVP. Where can they find that?
Right now, just a Miller Brew Pub.
Okay, Miller Brew Pub.
For right now.
Yep.
But we're trying to find the patterns and the purchasing of what people are doing, and we might start tweaking it out into others. So Miller Brew Pub, you all know, is in the concession bowl, so it's easy for most of our guests to get to.
Okay. The Battle Boats?
Battle Boat, again, that will be in Miller Brew Pub and in Sideline Clubs.
Okay. Correct. Yep. Okay. All right. Buffalo Dog?
That's in all dog houses and concessions.
Yeah, all concession dog houses. Yep. There's like, I think, 8 or 10.
All Tim Hortons stands in the concessions.
Yep, yep.
All right, very good.
Yep.
Final year at Highmark Stadium. Like, you know, you guys are, well, people are saying goodbye to their seats, their rows, the bowl. You guys are saying goodbye to your offices in there. I mean, right?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
It's bittersweet.
It is, but, you know, this farewell season, we're looking at it like this. We're going to remind everybody how much of a great job Delaware North does when it comes to food service in these stadiums, arenas, coliseums, wherever we are. We're going to demonstrate first-class, top-of-the-line type of cooking and food that we can share with our guests. So,
very good. Very good. Chef Steve, Chef Zach as well. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for the food. And have a great season. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. Flank steak. Down.
We're back from a break of eating fries and steaks.
Yeah. Got some waffle fries here.
Didn't wake up thinking I'd be eating salmon fries, but...
There you go.
Salmon on fries. Really
salmon,
good.
Salmon BLT.
Yeah, salmon BLT. Excuse me.
By the way, Eagles and Chiefs next week.
Eagles and Chiefs. That's a Sunday night game, I'm assuming.
Yep. I'm reading, and I just forwarded this to Joe, and... I mean, can I give everybody the link? Maybe. I subscribed to Ollie Connolly, his Substack, and he just pieced together, you know, the preseason doesn't tell you anything.
Uh-huh.
He basically took one play of the Chiefs preseason against the Bears and said, they're telling you here what they're going to do this year. And he then proceeded to write, I don't know, 1,000 words, Joe, that strike a fear into me in all of the worst ways. You know, final segment before we actually get to the Bills season. Why not panic one more time? Basically, what he writes here about is that they're going to use Kelce differently than they do. They know he can't beat anybody anymore.
Right.
So now he becomes this check down option, and that they're going to isolate Rashee Rice all the time because they think Rice can beat everybody he plays. And while that's happening, on the other side, Tyquan Thornton and Xavier Worthy are going to stretch defenses mercilessly. Like, they're so fast that pairing Worthy and Thornton together as inside receivers is a nice way to break down a defense's rules. Add a legitimate weapon outside those two, and it's nightmare fuel. And the legitimate weapon he's referring to is Rice. So 6 weeks without Rice.
Well, that's the risk, right? It's 6 weeks without Rice, and he's coming off a torn ACL.
True. But he's playing. Anyway, he's just saying...
Yeah.
And this is something I've thought throughout these last 2 years when the Chiefs' offense was not that good. I don't think we should expect them to always be that version.
Right.
Even while their defense carried them through these last couple seasons, they have been trying to recapture their explosiveness, their speed, their over-the-top, their everything. And Tyquan Thornton making the team as a speedster to go next to Worthy, who's, of course, very fast. It's just interesting. The Bills and the Chiefs, they've identified imperfect players that they think have perfect roles. That's what the Bills think about Coleman, right? That's what the Bills think about. I mean, I'm not like calling Shakir an imperfect player, but they do things great with him, knowing what he does great. And this big long write up from Ollie Connolly is the Chiefs are going to be fast and they're going to be explosive. So that's that. All right.
Doesn't even mention Hollywood Brown, by the way, who is expected to be back tonight. He'll play. Najee Harris will also play. There was some back and forth about who would start in running back for the Chargers. It's going to be O'Marrion Hampton, I guess. Harbaugh said that yesterday.
But Harris is going to get a good heavy dose, right?
He's expected to be involved. Okay. Even though he didn't participate in any of training camp or the preseason or anything.
No. So
he's
Monday.
Also, he's also not that good in the first place.
Who, Hampton?
Harris.
Oh, Harris. Are we sure Hampton's really good? Or is he just most resembled a bell cow back coming into the league going to L.A.?
Pretty much.
With Harbaugh, people thought honestly, is Hampton the next Najee Harris? Wasn't that why Najee got drafted so high?
He could be.
Najee was first-round pick going to Tomlin. He's going to get the ball a lot. He was never really that good, but he did get the ball.
Well, and maybe this is more of a fantasy point than anything. What did Harris do? Harris was not really that good. He was fine.
He got volume.
Right. So what's his career so far? Four seasons in the NFL, four 1,000-yard seasons.
And he's
minimum six touchdowns every single year.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really been that great the whole time. It's just when a team drafts a guy that high, they're going to use him.
Yep.
At that position.
What else? Chargers and Chiefs tonight. I'm going to watch it outside. I can't wait to watch this game outside.
Anything?
Got my TV outside. Elite season. What's the temperature tonight?
It's got to be in the 50s.
Hit me with what. Watch this game.
Is there any college football game this weekend worth watching?
There are a couple. Real quick, though, there's a wind advisory in town today, so be ready for that. It's going to be sunny, but wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour later today.
Quick PSA, we are going to be live for Buffalo Bills pregame 3-7 on Sunday. Go over to the WGR Sports Radio 550 YouTube channel to watch our pregame coverage with you guys and Nate.
Yep.
And then we'll also be live on Monday after our show with the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio.
Are we streaming Extra Point Mondays?
Extra Point on Mondays as
well.
How
about that? The Extra Point Show starts to stream as well.
Yep.
The best college football game of the weekend featuring two ranked teams.
Michigan and Oklahoma tomorrow night is it.
That's it. Okay.
It. There's nothing else.
All right, folks. Talk to you Monday. We'll talk to you Sunday, too. Enjoy your weekend. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Sal Capaccio expecting Sean McDermott, sometime between 10:45, 11:15, neighborhood. Stay tuned.